In the clear, cold atmosphere of Rama, the beam of the searchlight was completely invisible. 3 kilometers down from the central hub, the 100-meter-wide oval of light lay across a section of that colossal stairway. A brilliant oasis in the surrounding darkness, it was sweeping slowly towards the curved plain, still 5 kilometers below, and in its center moved a trio of ant-like figures, casting long shadows before them. It had been, just as they had hoped and expected, a completely uneventful descent. They had paused briefly at the first platform, and Norton had walked a few 100 meters along the narrow, curving ledge before starting the slide down to the second level. Here they had discarded their oxygen gear and reveled in the strange luxury of being able to breathe without mechanical aids. Now they could explore in comfort, freed from the greatest danger that confronts a man in space, and forgetting all worries about suit integrity and oxygen reserve. By the time they had reached the 5th level, and there was only 1 more section to go, gravity had reached almost half its terrestrial value. Rama's centrifugal spin was at last exerting its real strength. They were surrendering themselves to the implacable force which rules every planet, and which can exert a merciless price for the smallest slip. It was still very easy to go downwards, but the thought of the return, up those thousands upon thousands of steps, was already beginning to prey upon their minds. The stairway had long ago ceased its vertiginous downward plunge, and was now flattening out towards the horizontal. The gradient was now only about 1 in 5. At the beginning it had been 5 in 1. Normal walking was now both physically and psychologically acceptable. Only the lowered gravity reminded them that they were not descending some great stairway on Earth. Norton had once visited the ruins of an Aztec temple, and the feelings he had then experienced came echoing back to him, amplified 100 times. Here was the same sense of awe and mystery, and the sadness of the irrevocably vanished past. Yet the scale here was so much greater, both in time and space, that the mind was unable to do it justice. After a while, it ceased to respond. Norton wondered if, sooner or later, he would take even Rama for granted. And there was another respect in which the parallel with terrestrial ruins failed completely. Rama was hundreds of times older than any structure that had survived on Earth, even the Great Pyramid. But everything looked absolutely new. There was no sign of wear and tear. Norton had puzzled over this a good deal, and had arrived at a tentative explanation. Everything that they had so far examined was part of an emergency backup system, very seldom put to actual use. He could not imagine that the Ramans, unless they were physical fitness fanatics of the kind not uncommon on Earth, ever walked up and down this incredible stairway, or its 2 identical companions completing the invisible Y far above his head. Perhaps they had only been required during the actual construction of Rama, and had served no purpose since that distant day. That theory would do for the moment, yet it did not feel right. There was something wrong somewhere.